This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. The Environmental Protection Agency had already developed its extensive list of endangered species of plants and animals when United Plant Savers formed in the 1990s. But their focus was narrower, concentrating on medicinal herbs, explains the group's Sebastopol-based executive director, Linda LaMole. So they drew up two lists of their own.
One we call the at-risk list. They're still there, but they're at risk. The second list was to watch, because they weren't quite as bad as the at-risk list, but they were definitely losing in population.
There were about 20 plants on that at-risk list, like golden seal, slippery elm, echinacea, and Venus flytrap. LaMole says they're each on the list for a combination of reasons, with expanding urbanization leading the way.
When a parking lot goes up, when a mall gets put in, they don't always care for the plants that are there, and they're just cemented over. Beyond that, climate change, to some degree, has changed where these herbs grow, and to some degree, the fact that they got very popular and there was over-harvesting.
Most of these medicinal herbs grow wild, like weeds, and have historically been harvested by hand where they occur naturally, a process herbalists call wildcrafting. But as demand for some varieties began to grow, LaMole says there was a shift toward cultivating them.
We came in the early 90s and brought it to the attention of the herb manufacturers. We said, be sure that you're sourcing your herbs from sustainable harvesters or from cultivated sources. And so medicinal herb cultivation has completely almost filled the need for these herbs.
Today, herbal treatments and remedies are prominent in naturopathic and Eastern medicine, but generally disregarded by conventional Western practitioners. LaMole sees some irony in that, noting that many pharmaceuticals represent laboratory efforts to reproduce more narrowly the properties of certain plants.
There are hundreds of constituents. They're very complicated. It's actually the reason that allopathic medicine developed the single bullet medicine. It was just too complicated to create a real plant medicine. But they could take one constituent out of it, and that's what we're going to call the drug. But when you use the whole plant, you get other healing agents.
In addition to educational and informational programs, the United Plant Savers offer seed saving and plant sharing, and they support a nationwide network of botanical sanctuaries to preserve the threatened herbs in their historic habitats.
We have about 100 sanctuaries across the country comprising 50,000 acres of land, because some of them are 600 acres, very big. People have our consultants come, walk through the land, identify all of the native medicinal herbs that already exist there, help them create what they want to create there. Some people want to have trails. Many of them are just backyards where people who love plants love to grow these amazing medicinal herbs.
In these preserves, the herbs typically grow commingled with numerous other plants in tightly interlocking, localized ecosystems. That's one reason why farmed herbs often have slightly different properties than those growing naturally. And varieties of the same plant from different parts of the world, ginseng, for example, are distinctly different from one another. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.